Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin arrahmanirrahim maliki yawmiddin wassalatu wassalamu ala rasuli sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabiy ya alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن وقال تعالى ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد صدق الله العظيم. My dear friends, today is the 20th of Ramadan. Inshallah, when the sun goes down this evening, especially in this country and other parts of the world who are following the same date as ours, then we will notice, and you have been seeing in the past, that a few Muslims, with Allah's tawfiq, assemble in the masajid so that they may engage in this very special ibadah which all of us know as i'tikaf. It's a very, very special act of ibadah. So inshallah, I'll give you a brief rundown as to what i'tikaf is and why Allah's Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced it. Now, before we discuss i'tikaf as per sunnah, you need to also appreciate that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to also observe i'tikaf, not in masjid, but on the mountain which we know as the mountain of Tur. And the reason why Allah ordered him to do so is very simple. Quran mentions that the Bani Israel, who were brought near the mountain of Tur, after spending a lot of time in the company of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, Ya Musa, ask your Rabb, Allah, to give us a kitab which will be a source of guidance for us. In the Quran you will find number of places the Bani Israel repeatedly asked Musa alayhi salam many things. And you'll also find Musa alayhi salam in turn turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making the request. And sometime you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying something that, hey Musa, Bani Israel told you this, this, this. So here's the reply, that, that, that. So simple. So when he made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, my people are requesting that you give us a kitab for the hidayat, Allah declared, fine, no problem. Ya Musa, in order for you to get the kitab, you'll have to do one very, very important thing. Disengage yourself from your community, come to the mountain of Tur, and remain here in my devotion for an entire month. Later, Allah also added another 10. Allah mentioned in Quran, وَوَعَدَنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. Allah mentions that here. There's a lot of detail here. I don't want to detail. The point I'm making is, i'tikaf was there already in the past ummah. In particular, you find Musa alayhi salam observing i'tikaf. At the end, there was a result. That's what I want to show you, inshallah. At the end, there was a result. When he performed this ibadat on Allah's instruction, 40 days, 40 nights in the mountain, of course he was required to keep roza as well. At the end of the 40 day period, what we call the chilla, Allah gave him the kitab. So simple. Now inshallah, tonight all over, like I mentioned, many people with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking their places in the various masajid to engage in i'tikaf. What is i'tikaf? You saw it here now. Musa alayhi salam had to disengage himself, break away all ties, no connection whatsoever, and come to the mountain there in isolation and give his total attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar is the situation with this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also desires that every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there must be a moment in his life which he must set aside exclusively for me, total in my devotion, cut all ties, no connection whatsoever. Just give me the full attention. And at the end of that exercise, I have some great reward for him. But greater than the reward is this servant of mine will now become connected to me. Go to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us should know this. Before the Quran came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at that moment of his life. He's close to 40 years old. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala informs us that around that time he became inclined towards seclusion, isolation. So he used to leave the city and go away in the mountains. In particular, he chose what we know as Jabal al-Nur and a small cave there known as Ghar al-Hira. And he spent days on end, weeks on end. What was he doing there? He's looking around him. My entire community is going through great problems. There's lots of evil, etc., etc. Zulum all round. Allah has been forgotten completely. There must be some way. And it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that drew him away. When he disconnected completely from the society to give his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned this condition of ataqa, right? There were some breaks in between, quite a bit. But it lasted for roughly 6 months. And it was in the month of Ramadan. This is now going to be his very last ataqa. It was somewhere in the last 10 days of that particular Ramadan, when the master is 40 years old, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I saw also in a particular kitab that the date also was 27th of Ramadan. And he's so deeply engrossed in his devotion to Allah. That is the night we will talk in our language, he got connected. All these is like me and you. We're trying to dial and connect with a certain person on the other side. We keep dialing. And maybe our phone says, the subscriber you have dialed is not available. The number you have called doesn't exist. And so on and so on. But you'll keep trying. I know the number is there. And you're going to keep trying. Maybe you dial and there's nothing. There's no sound, nothing. Just dead, like you dial 5 numbers instead of 7. Right? Nothing. And after a while, cut. You keep trying. You keep trying. And then that moment when it comes, finally you're going to make it. I know the other day I was trying to dial one number, Muhammad. I was dialing. Number you call non-existent. Kept on dialing and something wrong, either with the line or something. Finally, the same number I checked up over directly, phone 1, 2 guys. But that is the number. And finally we dialed, we got through. What am I telling you? We made the effort. Now the focus, you're frantic. Now you want to get across, you want to get connected. So everything else is out of your mind. And you know, your whole focus is here. I want to get connected. So similar is the situation regarding i'tikaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the master is there in the cave sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the total focus is upstairs. And in that Mubarak night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Quran as a source of hidayah. So the end result was what? After so much of effort, there was some great reward. Okay. Now let's come to us. Now there are two levels of i'tikaf. We'll talk the primary level. Let's call that primary level. I always say this. I say primary level, what is primary level? Primary as primary small children. When you ask a child, do this for me, he'll ask you, what have I got? What are you giving me? So we'll say one lollipop. The same primary child is now adult. Who gave him the order to do something? Mother or father. And the child wants to know, what will you give me? And when the child is now older, recognizes, that's my mother and my father, I have to obey. What is this reward? They cherished me, nourished me, made qurbani the whole life for me. I must do it without asking. There's a difference now. If I do whatever they want without asking, they will be very happy with me. See the difference now. The primary one wants lollipop. And the secondary, no lollipop, he wants the pleasure of the person whose task he or she is carrying out. I am saying similar is our situation. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to introduce i'tikaf to the ummah of Muslimah, in fact all our ibadat, all of us, we look at sawab, sawab, sawab. Inshallah, a day will come. If you follow our Hazrat's bayans, a day will come when you're going to put the sawab one side. Sawab is like the child and the lollipop. But let's go lollipop side. No, man, doesn't matter. Famous mention made by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a couple of riwayas. Let's go to one only because all are similar. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba ikram about a person who was continuously, day and night, engaged in Allah's devotion, and this devotion continued for over 80 years, over 1,000 months. They heard, they were not like me and you. They said among themselves and they expressed the feeling to Nabi Kareem, ke Allah's Rasul, that man and people like him in the past were so fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them long lives. Our life is so short. First thing in our case, they are talking. We accepted Islam so late, 30, 40, 50, somewhere 60 years old. And in a few years' time, if we die through natural causes, right, we got just a few years. And if we die through shahadat, then we don't even know how much time we got. And there is no way that we can compete or compare with the likes of those people. And they were genuine when they expressed this desire of this. They were genuine, not like me and you lip service. They were serious about it. Allahu Akbar. How we wish Allah gave us that. It's a pity, it's Juma time now. Pity in the sense that we don't have open line where we can sit for 1-2 hours there where inshallah I can open your hearts for you. But right now it's all cramped up. Anyway, the point I'm making is they were genuine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down what we know as Suratul Qadr to tell them, "A Ummat of Muhammad, because of your genuine desire to compare and compete with the likes of those people, I will give you one night." They may have done ibadat for 80 plus years. And that to continue is not stop. You just give me your devotion for one night. And I will give you the same wages that I gave those people. Can you understand? They're so simple. I just thought of something else before I proceed. Our famous Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawana Ahmad Ali Sahib, Tamat Barakatum, one of his bayans, Mawana, I'm talking to you. He mentioned a woman in the time of Nuh alayhi salam came to him and said, "Ya Nuh, please make dua. My children, my sons are dying very young." Happens here too. A lady may come and say, "Mawana, you know what? I lost so many children. All died young. Make dua ki Allah ta'ala give my children long life." Now let's go that time, Nuh alayhi salam. And you're going to be surprised now, Mullah. Nuh make dua to Allah, ki Allah increase the lifespan of my sons, they all dying very young. So he asked, "How young?" She said, 250 years. 200 years. You are surprised, eh? Don't be surprised. That period, that era, lifespan was plus minus 8 to 1,000 years. Compared to us, her 250 years is our 25 years. If we use 100 as a gauge, I told my kids in school the other day, I said, many years ago, my father and mother lost a son who was only 20. So, and they shed tears for a long time to get over the pain of the loss of their son who died so young, 20. But compared to Nuh alayhi salam time, 200. So in like manner, and I told the kids, I said, "You know, you are 15 years old. Suppose inshallah you die today. Oh, my young son died. But if you are Nuh alayhi salam time, you'll be 150 years old. There's the difference." So they were able to manage that. So our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of kindness and addressing that genuine desire in the hearts of these people. Okay, you truly have that sincere and true desire. Okay, and I know for a fact you would have compared to them. It doesn't matter. I tell you what, hey, Ashab-e Muhammad, I will give you one night. And which is that night? Allah is saying, it is that night in which I send down Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In the night of Qadr, we send the Quran down. From where? Short background. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen, I said to you earlier, no time for detail. Allah spoke. Allah dictated. Allah said, pen, you start writing. Pen wrote many things. One of the things the pen wrote was Al-Quran. When that writing of the entire Quran, as we have today, the script, Allah dictated, therefore it's called Kalamullah. Put that in book form, it's called what? Kitabullah. When Allah spoke the words, that time was Kalamullah. When the pen wrote the words, became Kitabullah. That Kitabullah was kept in a place called Lawa Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. It remained there for Allah knows how long. Then a time came, Allah declared, Ya Jibreel, go into Lawa Mahfuz and take that Quran that is there and bring it down in the first heaven. Lawa Mahfuz is, Allah knows where, very high somewhere. So, inna anzalnahu, there's it now. Allah is saying, we sent the Quran down, we brought the Quran down. So, Jibreel bringing the Quran from Lawa Mahfuz up to the first heaven. Now, that, when that happened, it was night time. It was also the month of Ramadan. We don't know. We'll come to know afterwards. But it was night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْفِشَارِ. A Musliman, that comparison of yours with them, I'm solving your problem in one night, which is called Laylatul Qadr, you make my devotion and I will reward you greater than those people. MashaAllah, very good. Then the question simply came, okay Allah, you are telling us, you send Quran in Laylatul Qadr, we must give our devotion to you at that time. Allah, when is that night? Because the nights are 355 in the Islamic calendar. So Allah said, no problem, I'll make it easy for you. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is that month in which they send the Quran down. And we send the Quran down, Laylatul Qadr, put the two facts together, and what's the answer? When is Laylatul Qadr? In the month of Ramadan. Allah did not say when. Now follow very carefully. Allah did not say when. We're talking, we're going in sequence. Our Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to set the ball rolling, what he did? He organized his cubicle in the masjid, and he sat down for i'tikaf. He told nobody. And sahaba-e kiram don't have to be told. When they see him, they'll follow. This was their khubi. They must just see him doing anything. Can be the most natural and what we may call the most insignificant. Because they saw him do that, they're going to do it. This was their beauty. Because they believed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. Ay Muhammad, tell them, if you love Allah, then the only way to display your love for Allah as being genuine is make my ittiba. Ittiba is open line. The smallest thing, if they see him do it, khalas, end of story. Just an example for you. One sahabi used to always have his button open. Buttons are there for what? For opening or for closing? Kura? Closing. So, what's that? He said, no. That time, when I came in front of the master, I saw the button open, so mine will remain open, khalas. You don't do it now, because the fellow was genuine. The point here is, anything that they saw, if you do it with that, alhamdulillah, but you have to be serious about it. They were serious, can be the simplest thing, because they were genuine. So when he sat for the i'tikaf, he's now going to show them why I'm sitting for i'tikaf. He sat i'tikaf from the first of Ramadan. 1 to 10 days went by. He told the Sahaba, you know what? I sat for itikaf searching for that night because it is somewhere in Ramadan. After 10 days, I don't see it here, so I'm now extending my stay for another 10. Perhaps I'll find it there. So he was in devotion, in itikaf for another 10 days. That 10 days khalas, then he said to them, you know what? Allah informed me, that night, eh Muhammad, what you're looking for is in the last 10 days. So what we learn from here? He sat from the beginning and he's searching. Allah didn't give direction. Allah wants that devotion. Then Allah said, okay, fine, it is the last 10. And of course, we know the balance. All night, etc., etc. So we're talking primary level. What is the primary level? That when we sit for itikaf, at the end we shall get this, this, this. And what is that? I will get so much of sawab. I will get so much of wages that my wages will be greater than the wages given to that man who devoted himself for 1,000 months and more. That's primary. Inshallah, a time will come when you attach to the people of the Awliya Allah category, you will come out of this. Then you will do everything solely for the pleasure of Allah. I must compliment the Jamaat brothers. Because one of the subjects that they all will touch upon is ikhlas. Sincerity. That's a sabak on its own. I'll give you a small sample of sincerity. What is meant by for the sake of Allah? Isn't it a fact? Why are we keeping roza at the moment? Allah will give us a reward. Why does it for itikaf? Allah will give us 8 years ibadat. Correct, no problem. We got no hassle with that. But there comes a time when you are so attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you're doing it only for the love of Allah and nothing else. And I think the best person to give us sabak in this regard, that whatever you do, it must be done only for Allah and nothing, is that great lady, Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. She gave us the important sabak, that whatever you do, keep this material, just call material, you know, result out. It must be Allah and Allah alone. She used to be heard making one dua. I'm going to show you sincerity here. Overheard by her servant, by a khadima. Day and night she's making dua to Allah. Oh Allah, if I have devoted myself in your worship simply out of reward of being sent to Jannat, then keep me out of Jannat. And if I have devoted myself to you simply because I want to be safe from Jahannam, then send me Jahannam. Oh Allah, if my devotion to you was because of your love for you, then give me your love. See where it's gone. This is the ultimate. This is the whole objective. In fact, Moana said the other day, may Allah bless him, say Ameen, that why does a person keep roza? He says, my Rabb doesn't eat, so I won't eat. He gets the hal. Why does the banda stay awake? He said, my Rabb doesn't sleep, so I am not going to sleep. You want to do what your beloved does, so you get in that hal. I know many years ago, Hazrat Mawana Ahmadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali Shaykhul Hadith, when he came here for the first time, long ago, in the early 70s, his very first bayan in West Street Masjid, he mentioned a similar thing. He said, this is Ramadan. It puts us in the hal and in a way makes us imitate Allah, makes us imitate the Malaika. Just for a short while, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an insan. Allah wants us to develop angelic qualities. Who don't eat, who don't drink, who don't sleep, who give their devotion only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is Allah. That famous verse of the Quran which we hear all the time, where Allah answers the question, if we ask, why did Allah create us? Then Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Simply translated, it means, I did not create jinn and man except that he must make my ibadat. Go to all the great scholars of tafsir and they will tell you, ibadat is not the ibadat you understand. It means liya'rifun. Allah is saying, I created man so that he may recognize me for what I am. In fact, recently, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahab, Damat Barakatum, I think it was Majlis Taqwa, when he spoke to the ladies, you know, mothers and mothers love. So he quoted one hadith of Qudsi. Kuntu kanzan makhfiyya, fauhibbu an u'rafa, fakhalaqtul khalq. Allah is saying, I was a hidden treasure. I love very much that I must be recognized for who I am. It was just me, there was no one here. I'm all alone. And I want to be recognized for what I am. Therefore, I created creation. And creation came, and with the ultimate creation, who has been granted the ability to strive towards appreciating who and what Allah is. And I believe the best guidance for us to value Allah is through the Quran Sharif. There's no other way. The best guidance to understand who and what Allah is through Quran Sharif. Look at the simple example. We're looking at Ramzan now. We're looking at the first ayat that came down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the very first verse. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق. Look at that. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? A Nabi Muhammad in brackets. Read, recite. What must he recite? The Quran, the words, my words which I shall reveal unto you. But before you do that, take my name. Iqra bismi rabbik. So when you and I open Quran, we say, Bismillah, we take Allah's name. So Allah, in the very initial revelation, is saying, before you start reciting my words, take my name. And who is me? I am your Rabb. Iqra bismi Rabbik. Recite, O Muhammad, Al-Quran, first taking the name of your Rabb. And what kind Rabb? Khalaqal? No, who created? Who? Created. He is the creator. We are the creation. And he refers to me and you because we are the ultimate objective in Allah's creation. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ. Allah created you alaq. I won't translate. Open all the books of translation, even Urdu kitab, they will tell you jamid kun, congeal blood. The word alaq has got many meanings. And one meaning is that which is hanging. Allah is talking my origin, your origin. When did our actual creation, which is going to progress from level to level, when did that start? Allah is saying, Ey insan, khalaqal insana min alaq. Open 18 para, Allah is saying, thumma khalaqana nutfata alaqatan, the word alaqa came. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُدْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُدْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Allah is teaching us, insan, first you was a drop of sperm. Then I converted you into alaqa, where you were hanging, where in your mother's womb. Then from there I took you progressively. I made a tarbiyah. You became a lump of flesh. Then I covered you. Then I brought about bones. Then I covered your bones with flesh, and then I covered the flesh with skin, and then I gave you the perfect shape. I am your Rabb. Only recently, modern technology, modern science discovered and confirmed what Allah dictated in the Quran Sharif. So Allah is saying, I am that Rabb of yours. From where to where I took you? Appreciate me. This is just one sample. Quran is loaded. If only we attach ourselves, or should I say, reattach ourselves with the Quran, then we shall get the true hidayat. So inshallah, al-Aziz, Allah is telling us through the Quran, you read the Quran and then you'll appreciate me, what kind of Rabb. Now when you value Allah, Allah is so azim, so great, so compassionate, so merciful, so this, so that. Now when you stand up, there will be a different feeling in your heart, there'll be the azmat in your heart, there'll be love in your heart, you'll begin to appreciate Allah as your Rabb. Now your ibadah is different. At the moment, you're going blind.
Like Mufti A.K. Hussain says, up and down, kiss the ground, up and down, kiss the ground, go to town. And that's our salah. We got to stand here with that feeling, say, who before whom am I standing? Allah, my Rabb. And you know something, Mufti Ahmad Ali also said this, and I'm going to end now, inshallah. He says, the question is asked, Allah had pre-planned 5 namaz already. But Allah said in Miraj night, hey Muhammad, 50 on your ummah. If Allah pre-planned 5, why tell him 50? A nice answer he gave. And of course, Musa, we thank him, he drew our Nabi attention, okay, your ummah will not manage. And we know the story, no? 5. But Allah knows all that. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did he not give him 5 straight away? Why 50 to 5? His answer is very simple. Allah is saying, hey my beloved Nabi Muhammad, I love my creation, in particular your ummah so much, I want to see them in front of me, if you can help it, 50 times a day. Because I know you cannot manage, then the least I want you 5 times a day. When you love something, somehow or the other, you want to steal the glances. When your glance falls on the beloved, you experience a kind of joy and satisfaction. Am I right? Allah loves us so much. Allah is saying, hey my Nabi, I love to see my banda in front of me. The Mufti Sahib says now, when you know Allah loves you so much, so when you come on the musalla, you must have that feeling, my Allah is looking at me now, my Allah loves me so much. Now what kind of namaz you'll make? Come on. Now you will not allow your mind to go this way. My Allah is looking at me. My Allah brought me in His presence. I promise you, stand up now for your sunnat namaz. With this feeling, I promise you, there'll be a difference. Because you'll feel in your heart, understand, my Allah is looking at me. Look, I'm a teacher. Some of you are teachers here who are sitting here. When you saw a child doing a particular activity, whatever it may be, right? When the child knows my teacher is watching me, and I'm going to score marks, so what the child does now? Gives a better performance, especially like things like salah. Hey, Murisa is watching, now I'm going to take an exam for namaz. Now, he'll give the best performance superficially. Because you are watching and giving mark, and if you're not, haphazard, that's our condition. Because we fail to understand, Allah is watching me now. Allah is going to give me the best score. Because I'll give the best performance, because I know Allah watching me. Because we are unconscious, Allah is watching us haphazard. Up and down. What I said? Kiss the ground and then go to town. May Allah give us topic. My friends, we make dua ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who took the initiative to sit for atakaf, Allah accept the atakaf. Allah help them to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Hazrat who's gone to Stange, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him good health. And may all the people of Stange and whoever comes in his company, may they also benefit. This is for this masjid. Okay, since Moana is gone, he's got his Khalifa behind him, inshallah. He left behind one Khalifa. We'll meet him, inshallah, this evening. There's also a program which Moana is going to carry on. You see, he's left a vacuum. So the vacuum has to be filled. Now the vacuum will be filled in this particular way. After Fajr, plus minus 10 minutes every day, right? Brief advices, like Moana has been doing in Duas. After Asr until Maghrib, Quran Tilawa, Darud and Salam and Dua. Plus minus 10 minutes after Taraweeh, again, Tilawa of Quran, in particular Surah Mulk or Surah Sajda. Some discussion about the Sahaba. And plus minus 30 minutes Zikr and Dua. This will be the program for the last 10 days of Ramadan in this masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you all of us himmat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of this month, help us to connect with him. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.